You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does.
We thank the Lord, amen. We have a very powerful song ministration coming up next from Sister Ariel, amen. So if you're excited and happy, put your hands together as we invite Sister Ariel.
Your life has ended, nowhere to go. The future holds no promises, you're at an all-time low. Whatever you do is just not enough, you feel like giving up. Thoughts of cashing it all in, every situation is a no-win. I know someone who's there. On him you can cast your burden, to him you can give your care, 'cause he's more than a friend, a true friend who will love you at all times. More than a friend, he's more than a friend, more than a friend, a real friend. Stick closer than a brother, more than a friend. Sometimes I feel discouraged, thoughts of turning back, questioning my destiny, bound up when I should be free. To the world it seemed I'd made it, inside my heart was breaking. My mountain seemed too high to climb, but he was with me all the time. I know someone who's there. On him you can cast your burden, to him you can give your care, 'cause he's more than a friend, a true friend who will love you at all times. More than a friend. Oh, he's more than a friend, more than a friend, a real friend, sticks closer than a brother, more than a friend to me. How can I repay you for what you've done? I never could. How can I replace you? I never would, 'cause you're the only one for me. Ooh. Oh, he's more than a friend. He's a true friend who will love you at all times. More than a friend. Oh, he's more than a friend to me. More than a friend. A real friend sticks closer than a brother, more than a friend, more to me. Oh, he's more than a mother, more than a father, more than a sister, more than a brother, he's more than a friend. He's more than a friend to me, more than a friend, and he's never too busy. Never too busy. He's always than a friend to me, more than a friend.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. Anytime that the mighty king, the awesome warrior, wants to use you, you are blessed. Yeah. You know, everywhere you are, where you work matters. You will learn to find out that you can have two people who have the same degree, who went to the same school, who have the same job title, and this is an engineer, this is an engineer, this is a manager, this is a manager, this is a carpenter, this is a carpenter. But the difference will not be what they do, but who they do it for. Yeah. Because sometimes the company you work, you know, once upon a time, I saw a certain guy in church. And the guy was always, dressed up so well. Nice cars. The shoes. The quality of shirt. So one day I told the guy, but you are tall. Designer. He's always into designer. The guy moved along with people who were like doctors and lawyers and, whatever it is you will call it. But one day I asked the guy, so you at all, what? He started standing, pastor. What do you do? He started smiling. What do you do? He started smiling. I said, brother. Then he said, I work with Wells Fargo. At that time, it was J.P. Morgan. Wachovia. And I said, oh, I didn't ask where you work. I said, what do you do? Then he smiled. I said, look, at this stage, what I do is not what fetches me, what I make. It is where I work. Because when I tell you what I do, you won't believe it. But what I get from where I work, I've worked the same job I'm doing in another place. It doesn't fetch me that. He was a security guy. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Listen, not to bring down the job of security, but to tell you that what he was trying to say is that he did the security somewhere else. He never got cars. But now he was working with J.P. Morgan and Wachovia, something like that. It was in New York. And ladies and gentlemen, that guy stayed in that position for a long time, had houses and all that. So it's not what you do, so much where you work and who you work for. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I work for the King of Kings. You may be in the White House, but I'm in the whitest of the houses, in Jesus' name. The house of the Lord. God said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9,
we are the whitest of houses.
We are laborers. The Bible says, Paul said, we are laborers together with God. Laborers. And then he goes on to say, you are God's garden. You are God's building. What that means is that when you work with the Lord, the Lord does not just work with you. He works on you. Okay. He said, we are God's fellow workers. We are working with the Lord. But then the Lord turns around and said, although you are working with me, I am trying to win souls. You are winning souls with me. I'm trying to preach. You are preaching with me. I'm trying to sing. You are singing in the choir. I am fellow. When you are there, I am with you. I am with you. Bible says, faithful is he who calls you. He also will do it. Then he turns around to say, as you are working with me, I am working on you. You are my field. You are God's field. You are God's garden. You are God's building. Can you imagine? You are working and says, I'm working on you. Yes, he's working on you. So you are his project. As you take on God's project, you become his project. So it becomes where you work and who you're working for, because someplace when you work, they really take care of you. This is that scripture saying that God says, I'm taking care. You're working in his field and he's considered you as one of the people he's working on. You're his garden. A garden is a place of flowers, a place of pleasure, a place of excitement, a place of beauty. You are the next person God is going to work on. You are God's next flower in Jesus' name. Amen. You are God's next flower, God's next flower, and you are God's next building. God says, I'm building, and he's into mansions. He's going to build you as a mansion. Amen. Somebody who's just having a heart, you will never be a heart. You'll be a mansion. He'll work on you. Work on your anointing. Work on your character. Work on your clothing. Clothing. I know you like my shirt. He's working on me. May he work on you too, in Jesus' name. Yeah. So anytime you look, he's still looking young, is because I'm God's garden. He's pruning, he's watering, he's making sure the weeds are off. He's taking away diseases from you. May you be God's garden in Jesus' name. Pesticides are coming to you. Corona will never come around you because he will prevent it. All the vitamin C's and things that you take, God will give you an immunity as you work on those things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So thank God for anybody who serves in his household. May you become a servant. I don't think you should ever be asked the question, which church do you go to? Yeah. You should be asked, where do you serve? Because it's a church service. Think of, you came to a church service and you are not serving. Come on now. Then what do you think? We came to serve the Lord. You should serve the Lord with your worship. You should serve the Lord with your offering. You should serve the Lord with your talent, everything. Today I'm going to tell you one thing you can serve the Lord with.
Wow. Amen.
Eyes with me. Heavenly Father, good morning. We bless your name. We thank you. We give you glory and praise. We welcome you, Holy Spirit.
We have been going on what we call the flow prayer services and the flow encounter services. And I've noticed that many of you don't. I mean, listen, in this time where Corona has kept everybody at home, yesterday or this week, President Trump said something that I was touched by. I, you know, now normally he doesn't speak all the best, but this speech was amazing. He said it's time for us, for the church and religious body to be considered essential servants. They are essential services to humanity in the United States. And we cannot, therefore, be kept away like that. They should open the churches. Now, and then he said something, that America needs more prayer, not less.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, that's somebody who's a president that the Lord has opened his eye to see the importance of prayer. But you know, the sad thing is that somebody in the White House understands prayer, but somebody in the church does not. Why do I say that? I say that because we have a prayer. We have put all our prayers into two times a week since we went on the corona. That we are doing flow prayer services on from, in our case, from Monday night at 11 p.m. all the way to Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. 6 a.m. It's a blessing. Put your hands together for the Lord. The Bible says men always ought to pray and not to see or faint, not to go tired. Men always ought. You need to pray and not to get tired. This is a prayer where thousands of people come all the way every Monday night and Thursday night, all the way from Monday night at 11 to Tuesday morning at 6 or 7. And then from Thursday night at 11 to Friday morning at 6 or 7. I'm sure God is very excited about that.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
It has never happened. Even when the churches were meeting in their halls, there were no such meetings. Twice a week at the most. All night would happen once a month. Or twice a month. And that one, it is from 12 to about 4 or 5. We call it all night. This is the best all night I've ever seen.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Woo! This is the largest. I'm so sure that heaven is happy because it's the largest collection of people doing all night, all twice a week ever. That ever happened. I believe it. I really believe it.
Amen.
Thousands every day, twice a week. And you know, somebody got a vision. And in the vision, the angels all assembled around the headquarters where the prayer generator was, where the leading of the prayer was. And the angels were excited, happy. I mean, there was joy. And God had deployed angels to come and actually support the prayer.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Miracles were happening. Yes. Many have received miracles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not been a part of it, this corona season is about to pass by the grace of God. You need to join before it passes.
Amen.
Yeah. Let me tell you why it's a blessing. Why God is excited about it. Psalm 134. Yes. There has not been. Bible says, you know, even in the book of Revelation, thousands of people who washed their clothes and stood. And God said, these are the redeemed people. And their job was only to stand and to worship God and to praise him for prolonged periods. But here, Psalm 134, anybody who does not understand the power of night prayer, something. Psalm 134 from verse 1, only three verses. It says, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Bless the Lord. No. Bless the Lord, all, not some. Any of you who does not. Bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord. How should they bless? Can you imagine God tells you, bless me? It's like me telling my son, oh, can you bless me? You know, recently my son I sold a car that I bought for him. And he was putting money together to buy a new car. And then when we sold the car, I said, oh, I want 20% of it. We calculated. I said, no, it's too much. He's going to give me 10%. And we negotiated. It came to about 15. And he came home. I said, ah, you at all? I'm asking for 20. You gave me 15. Whose car is it? In fact, I'm collecting all the money. Then immediately he realized that, oh, he was thinking wrong. When the Lord says, bless me, any form of blessing, you should willingly give it.
Amen.
So he gave me all the money, not just 10%, not just 50, not even 20. He gave me all. 100. But this morning I said, you know, take all the money back. Oh, I gave it all back to him. I told my wife, give it all back. You're going to buy a car. I'm adding this to make the car even nicer.
Oh, wow.
The Lord says, behold, bless the Lord, every servant. And he explains how you can bless him. He says, who by night you stand in the house of the Lord to pray. That is blessing the Lord. That's what you can. God cannot pray to himself or worship to himself.
No.
Or anybody who comes at night to bless the Lord, you are actually moving the blessing to another level.
Oh, yes.
The Lord, I will give up my sleep. I will fast my sleep.
Wow.
It doesn't matter how I feel, how my job may be. I'm going to be here in your sanctuary and bless you if that's what a blessing is. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And then verse 2 says, so by night they stand. Who lift their hands? It says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Look, when Bishop always says, every lifting all hands, holy hands, holy hands, every holy hand, every standing, every praying, every
leave your pillow behind.
All is get everyone up. What I see is this scripture. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. God has made your home a sanctuary. They have taken your sanctuary in the church from you, but God has created a new one, has transferred the blessing to your house. You can sit in your house and lift up your hand for the flow prayer service. If you are every home, somebody say every home.
Every home
a sanctuary. Every home a sanctuary.
Every home a
sanctuary.
Every home a sanctuary.
Every place that you lift up your hand to the Lord in prayer and in worship as a blessing becomes a sanctuary.
Amen.
And says, lift up your hands in that sanctuary and bless the Lord. I'm talking about all servants of the Lord who by night stand in the house of the Lord and lift up their hand. And look at what happens to those people. Verse 3. Verse 3 says, the Lord who made heaven and earth will now do what? Bless you from Zion. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He will bless you from Zion. He will not bless you from your job. Some of you, your job has not been a blessing. But Zion will be a blessing.
Amen.
Supernatural
Amen.
Supply from heaven.
Amen.
You see, the Israelis, they thought they had left onions and things. But God took them a promised land, which was flowing with milk and honey. And he took care of all the enemies. It was not onions. I've never seen milk coming from onions and leeks.
No.
But ladies and gentlemen, as I've learned, bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, by night, not by day. Forget about the day prayer. We have given up all our day prayer schedule and we're going into night prayer. It's a season of God's blessing.
Amen.
Yes. Who by night stand in the house of the Lord, lifting up their hands to bless the Lord. And God says, and the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth, the one who made the earth, everything is made of earth. The one who made heaven and earth is the one who says, I'll bless you. I will bless you from heaven.
Amen.
I'll bless you from Zion.
Amen.
Yeah. When somebody tells you that, look, your blessing will come from the White House. Hey. It's different from your blessing will come from Mrs. Esufis. House. It's different.
Forget
yeah. It's different. It's different. When they say your blessing from now, your salary is going to be paid from America.
Hey.
Immediately you have to think dollars.
I'm telling you.
Not in Accra.
Green pepper. Green
not in Lagos.
No, it's not red. It's green.
Oh, I'm telling you, United States dollars,
yeah,
which does not easily depreciate. Ladies and gentlemen,
green
now your, you see, let me tell you something about Zion. Zion is a place where gold is gravels.
Oh,
we walk on streets of gold.
Imagine that.
Yes. Where Bible says the garden that God made for Adam and Eve, rivers were flowing through. Everything was planted for them.
Mm.
Where God gives you his wife, you see that the man is not good for a man to be alone. Finds a wife. For. Look, God will find your wife.
Amen.
God is, where he sees the man is jobless, and now decides, I'm going to give you a job. Till the ground. Name the animals. God is going to give you a job.
Amen.
That representation. Where God himself comes to you in the cool of the day and tells you, where are you? I want to chat with you. Mm. You will have revelation. Amen. You will have ideas.
Amen.
You will have the angels coming. Amen. This is what Adam and Eve missed. And God says that let's come back in Zion. So flow prayer services for this season is a must have. Remember, Psalm 134, it says that bless the Lord all, not some. So everyone who is left behind, you are doing something very wrong. Yeah. And all of us, we're going to help each other.
Yeah.
We're going to give phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Make phone calls so that all of you will be able to make it.
Oh, in
Jesus'
name.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. So God willing, tomorrow night from 11 p.m., it goes on. From 11 p.m. all the way. So try and be there.
Yeah.
And the link will be sent. And this time we're going to do our own, what we call a Memphis party. Watch party.
Right.
Yes. So we're going to send you a link for the watch party. I know you can watch it on YouTube. I know you can watch it on whatever. But please watch it with us so that it will be a family party.
Mm-hmm.
Iron sharpening iron. You can make comments. Wow, this blessing. I never knew this scripture. And sometimes somebody will forget the scripture. You will put it there. Somebody will remind you. And that will be a blessing.
Amen.
So that you're on familiar grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't feel isolated because it can be lonely, man. But, you know, sometimes you're in your home and then you're texting, you're looking on the WhatsApp watch party. I mean, the Facebook watch party. And you see a comment. Somebody says, Vincent, I see you. Oh, Benu, I see you. Akwesi, I see. It's just exciting. I see you. Somebody say, I see you, Reverend. I see you, Reverend.
I see you.
I see you, sir.
I see you.
I see you.
I see you. Yes, sir.
All your sleepiness.
It's true.
Amen. Listen, I know it is from 11 o'clock all the way to 7. Some of you, all you can do is 4 hours. No problem. Start. Some of you, you go 3 hours and you feel sleepy. And sometimes you just, you don't tell anybody. You just fall asleep for 1 hour. God will wake you up. Or you send a text. Hey, I'm going to sleep for 1 hour. Wake me up in 1 hour. We'll do it. Why not? We must bear each other's burden. We must be each other's keepers. Sometimes I see God and he's texting and making jokes. Then suddenly everything is quiet. I can see that the man, all the prayer God hears is there. It's a snoring prayer, but God will hear you.
Amen.
The Bible says, when Jesus Christ went on the Mount of Transfiguration, he was with Peter, James, and John. They fell asleep, but they woke up. When they woke up, they saw Elijah and then Moses, and then powerful things happened. Nobody ever saw that. They spoke in their confusion. Lord, should we build? Should we build a tent, an altar for this and for that? You see, even their whole demeanor changed. Bible says they were all transfigured.
Figured.
It changed. Look, just your heart will change you.
Amen.
I see you coming tomorrow night.
Amen.
I see you coming on Thursday night.
Amen.
I see you joining the family watch party.
Amen.
Memphis watch party.
Amen.
I see you making comments. Sometimes you can make comments. Man, I'm feeling sleepy. And we say, we'll pray for you. And we'll tell you, sleep,
amen.
Sleep. Jesus Christ, when he saw the disciples were feeling sleepy, he said, look, sleep on.
Yeah.
And then he came on another way and tried again. So we'll keep trying. Eventually, you'll make it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Love for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Powerful. Yeah, so that's what I want you to know. And all the centers the shepherds, you should take note so that you call your people. This is phenomenal time. These are prophetic times. These are plans. God is building foundations for future. You remember, God brought you close. I remember, is it in Ezekiel 26 or Isaiah 26 verse 20? What? Until the Lord's
and hide yourself.
He's going to hide yourself. Isaiah 26, I think it's verse 20 and 21. Bring it up.
26.
Yeah. Find it. But that's it. It says, come, my people, come and enter your chambers. Shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the Lord's indignation is past. Yes, that's what we're doing. Hiding in prayer. You're coming to the Lord, shutting your door. And then verse 21. Verse 21 says, for behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish inhabitants of their land, the land, for their iniquity. He's hiding you in prayer so that you'll be free from these evil days. The earth also will disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. People will die, but you will not die.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
The Lord says it.
Yeah.
So don't sleep your way into death.
Amen.
I said, don't sleep your way into death.
Amen.
Arise and shine so that the Lord
will work. Amen.
Clap again for the Lord Jesus. Wonderful. Amen. Today I have a short message. I have a very short message.
Amen.
To share with you. And that message is, we've been talking about, this is a month of honor. Okay. We talked about honor relationships. We talked about how to honor somebody with your words. All right. With your words. Okay. So last week we learned that words are very important. And when you respect somebody, you respect the person's words.
Wow.
Okay. No matter how the words are. You know, when somebody's talking to you and you're on your phone, it means you don't respect the person. We learned that you pay attention. Three ways to show that you honor somebody through the words is you pay attention to the person's words. And I told you that all of you, people who are an authority, what you get from them is not the money. It's not the clothes. It's their words. Parents, the only thing that makes a difference is their words. Okay, your pastors, it's their words. Even your boss, it's their words. They can say one word and it will change your life. And God, his words change the world. God's words will recreate you. Hallelujah. So pay attention to the words that come from authority in the name of Jesus. Okay? All right?
Every attention. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right, now, so listen carefully. This is the second way to show that you honor somebody through his words is you don't answer back. You don't argue with the person. Anytime you start arguing with somebody, it's like, look, shut up. That's what you're saying.
Messy.
Argument means shut up. Argument, I have a better option. Argument means that I don't, your words are not important to me. I don't want to hear it. It's like, na. That's what an argument is. Anybody who argues when some words are coming, you are actually not paying attention, honoring the person who's speaking. Was that right? We learned that. And then we learned that the third way that you honor somebody with his words is what? You've all forgotten. Huh? You actually practically apply, right? The things to your life. You take it, no matter whether it's a rebuke or whatever it is, you take it. See, your words are not always nice. Okay. Now, today we're talking about how to use how to honor somebody with your substance.
Okay.
How to honor somebody with your substance.
Okay. Oh, wow.
How to honor somebody with your substance.
Yeah.
Now, you see, honor is to value somebody, is to show somebody respect, is to highly esteem somebody. It means to honor. I honor you. See, when you honor somebody, when the person comes, you change your attitude. It's like, you pay attention. You are on alert. You acknowledge the person. You greet the person. Okay. You said yes. I'm here for you. I mean, when somebody who you honor is that you acknowledge and you even want to write what the person is saying, that shows you honor the person. That's not the only way to honor. There is honoring with your substance. Let me go into the scriptures. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord. Anytime you think about honor, the first person you should think about is God. God is the most, you should give the highest honor. You see, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not second. Every person can come second. Your boss comes second. Your pastor comes second. Your wife comes second. Your husband, your job, everything must come second to God. So God is the number one person we honor. Okay? Always have that hierarchy and you will do well. I would say, if you seek God first and his kingdom, and his righteousness, all other things shall be added. All. Yeah, all. For example, when I wake up, my wife is not the first person that I speak to. I speak to the Lord first. We've done it so long that without a contract, when we see each other, we just nod, but we don't speak. It's almost like, look, I have not, like Jesus said, look, don't touch me. I have not gone to my Father. Wait till I go to my Father before you touch me. You see, that's the way it should be. Okay, God first. Anybody who puts God first, everything comes naturally, beautifully to the person. At your workplace, in your relationship, everything. Now, substance. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 3. Bible says, honor the Lord, and he's telling you with what? With your substance. With your substance, which means with your possessions, your means, with your substance, and with the first fruit of all your increase. Not only your substance, but the first of your substance. That is why we give tithes. Actually, this place, the message Bible called it first and best. Honor the Lord with your substance and with your first and the best of everything. That is the reason why when I get my salary, whenever I've gotten salary or money that is in cash, I select the cleanest first and put it aside, 10% of it, before I spend the rest. First and the best. You do it first and you give off your best. Okay? So all of us, honor the Lord with your substance. Money is substance. Wealth is substance. And with the first fruits of all your increase. First fruit of all your increase. It means it may have come from your job, a gift, whatever it is. I'm talking about the tithe. I'm talking about the tithe. If you are here, you do not pay tithe. You are dishonoring the Lord. You don't honor. God says, you want to show me honor? We do it with your substance. Yeah, don't just talk it. Don't just sing it. Many worshipers and choristers who lift their hands don't honor God with their substance. It's the truth. Honor with your substance. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think it is true, go and look in the book of Genesis. I believe it was chapter 4 when Cain killed Abel, right? Chapter 4. The Bible says that they, in the process of time, they were asked to bring something. Cain brought just some small things. Abel brought the fatlings, the first, the biggest, first and the best. And God had respect or honor to Cain's offering. I mean, Abel's offering. But Cain, he said, no, no. Many of us, we spend everything. When we have some extras, then out of that. Sometimes 10% is what we're supposed to bring. We actually give 2%. You are becoming like Cain. God has no respect of it. And Abel's offering went straight to the Lord. And Cain's countenance fell. Many of the reasons why we get angry, frustrated, is because we dishonor the Lord. When Cain dishonored the Lord, his countenance fell. His attitude became funny. His whole demeanor. Look, remember, you didn't have anything before God came. So you give your substance. Every substance you have. Because, look, I came to America with not even a suitcase, a portmanteau. There are differences. Yeah, a portmanteau. They don't even do it. It's a sakamoto or something. Portmanteau is something that is of very old descent, a lot of buckles. And then it was my grandmother's something. And I carried it and I brought it here. No suitcase, no leather. Jute. Carried it. Only one. Torn. But today, look at this. By the grace of God. I'm blessed by the grace of God. Same thing with you. Same thing. Yesterday, I was telling a brother, you came with some torn socks and some tight-fitting shirt. Today, you have a house. Today, you have cars.
I'm telling you.
Cars. Children. Marriage. Good position. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this Cain did not do well. Therefore, honor the Lord with your substance. With your substance. With some money.
Amen.
With your tithe. And the best way, look, I think God says that what honors him is not even your offering as much as your tithe. Listen, if you want to be somebody who wants, just give the 10% of your tithe. Even if you don't give offering, you are better. But if you give the tithe consistently, you will also give an offering, most likely.
Yes, that's true.
Amen. Honor with your substance. Now, Jacob, the same thing. He came, he said, with my staff, I came. to this place, but now become two companies. He has so much that he has to divide it into two. Look at some of you. What a blessing. So ungrateful, some of us. May the Lord deliver us. So the Lord says, honor. You show respect to him. You show you value him. You show he's of high esteem by showing him with your substance. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of your increase. Let me tell you what happens after that. Verse 10. It says, so shall your barns be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. You know, that brother yesterday said that, there was a sale going on in AutoZone. So one of our church members said, there's a sale. Anybody who needs something for your car, bring it. And that the guy said, I need this and this for two of my cars. And I thought, I've been to the house. There's only, it's a one-car garage, but has three cars. This is overflow. Your vat will overflow with new wine in Jesus' name. I quickly told the guy, look, God has been good to you. So ladies and gentlemen, he says, that is how your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. I don't care what corona brings, but if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bible says, he who did not withhold his own son, give us freely. How shall he not with him freely give you all things? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's another place, all things to end. It's not all things that are all things. You may have a wife, but you may not enjoy him. But I want to enjoy my wife, and I enjoy her. I want to enjoy my children, and I enjoy them. I came from Indiana, and they hugged me. One of them hugged me so strong, I thought I was going to break. Yeah. My wife came and then he had put on some new clothes, new shoes. I said, where are you going? I just went away for one week. She said, I'm coming to meet my husband. All things to enjoy. You know, you can actually have an overflow. Overflow does not only mean multiple. I don't need to have three wives to have overflow. A wife, that is more than a wife. A wife who's a friend, who's a sister, who's a mother, who's a girlfriend. I mean, come on. A cook. All right, clap for the Lord Jesus. Everything you have will yield more than others get. You may have a job, but you have more in the job than others. You have a friend in the boss. You have relatives. You have people. You even have converts. Yeah, overflow. Overflow in Jesus' name. So substance is something you use to honor. Listen, let me tell you something. If it is not a good thing, you will know. In my home, I was told that honor the Lord with your substance. I extended it even further. Somebody told me that when you get your first salary, give it to your daddy. I did. I've worked. When I was there, I did my national service. My first salary, I sent it to my daddy. He said, take it all. Take it all. Honor your father. Honor with substance. Substance honors. I took it. I took it all. My father took the money, laid hands on me, blessed me, and then gave the money to me. Took about one city or $1. I said, why are you giving back to me? He said, I've taken it. I am giving back. So I gave it. Another time, when I came to America, too, same thing. When I finished my course and I got my first, my goodness, it was big. I'd never earned a salary like that before. I was earning cities. Now it was dollars. I couldn't even calculate. I took that money. Now I had, at first, I was not a believer. I became a believer. I split the money into two. I said, this one, God, half. My father half. And I put maybe $1 extra so that God will become bigger than my father. And I give that to God. Not a tithe, but all my salary. My two fathers, heavenly father, earthly father. Half plus $1 to God. Half this. Look, when God is causing my barns to be filled with plenty, my vats are overflowing with new wine, don't be jealous. Yes. Some of you, if you've never done it before, do it. It doesn't matter what time you never have given your whole salary to your father. Do it. Yeah, do it. Split it. Give half to God. Half. Do it. You didn't do it. You didn't know. Bible says the days of ignorance, God winged that. Yeah. If you have faith and you can honor your father now, your first salary, give half to God, half to him.
We are preaching.
No, you are saying that you didn't know it. No, but now you know. If you are arguing with it, you will never be honored. The father who made you who you are, whose genes you are carrying, one salary. What is one salary? You can actually be fired. Some people have been put on furlough for a long time. They have not been paid. Some, for several months. It can happen to you. But all I'm saying is you don't lose your job. You haven't lost your job. But take one salary. Akwesi, do it. Do it. I'm telling you, do it. Yeah, do it. By Alex, do it. Do it. Sam, Spencer, do it. I'm telling you, watch it. Do it.
Yep.
Do it. Do it. Everybody do it. Honor your father. I'm telling you, just do it. Oh, you're saying, oh, I should have done it when my salary was small. Well, this is your salary. You do it and see. It will never remain the same.
It will go double.
Yeah. Look, for security reasons, I won't tell you some things. But do it. Do it. Do it. Just do it. Honor your father with substance. All right? Very important. Anyway, now, many people wait till people die before they honor them. Many people. Honor only comes when people are dead. Honor only comes when people are dead. Okay? Now, there are some people, they come, they don't honor you. They come, they just bring talk. You know, when we're in school, there are people who, there are two groups of people in this world. Those who honor you with their substance, and those who honor you with just, how are you? I'm here. Yes, sir. Hey, my boss. How are you, chief? Hello. What is it? We used to call something, I'll explain, visitor and como. When we're in college, when we're in high school, visitor and como. There are some visitors, they come, they just come and chat. Others, when they come and visit you, they bring money, they bring food. They bring substance. Substance. They are substantial. Do you come to the Lord with Nkomo? Chatting? Some of you, you visit your parents. It's only Nkomo. Take something. Empty talk. Nothing. They just say, come on, thank you, thank you. Talk is cheap. Ecclesiastes 5:7, New Living Translation. Talk is cheap. Honor them. You really honor them. Honor them with your substance. Believe me. Listen, I'm talking to people here whose parents are still alive. Number one, honor. Listen carefully. Honor, number one, how do we do it? How do we do it? The Bible says that, you know, how do we do it? Number one, honor with your substance by presenting something to the person, even if they don't need it. Even if they do not need it. Yes, but honor with your substance. Listen, don't wait till your father is dead. Don't wait till your mother is dead. Don't wait till your pastor is dead. Don't wait till your husband is dead. Honor them. Don't wait till your wife is dead. Don't wait. Because I know a certain tribe, they like funerals. One person went, traveled from the United States to Ghana and bought a wreath. And the wreath was so precious, they bought a seat and put the wreath on the seat. Yes. The wreath, can you imagine, $2,000 seat. He bought it only for the wreath. Yes. And went and bought coffin of thousands of dollars. But when the father was alive, he was begging other people for money. Stop it. Substance is important. Substance shows heart. Bible says, honor the Lord with your substance. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew chapter 6, I believe it's 19. Or 3:19, one of them. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Also, Matthew 6, 21. 21. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Okay? So, if your heart is in the Lord, let the Lord fill your money. May I give offering? I give tithes. I give donations. I support church work by the grace of God. It's not because of anything, because I honor the Lord. And I did it even as a student.
Amen.
And because of what you have. No, don't. That's why you are still where you are. Do it wherever you are. It will raise you.
Amen.
Okay? It will raise you. You see, many people say that it's waste. It's not a waste. It's not a waste.
Amen.
Let me tell you, many people who don't give money, they have an argument. Money to their parents. Who don't give money to their wives? Who don't give money? They spiritualize it. Mark chapter 7, verse 9 to 13. Let's read from the Message Bible. Mark chapter 7. It says, Jesus taught us that we will never, He went, let me. Mark chapter 7 from verse 9. Jesus answered, I was right about fraudsters like you. Hit the bull's eye. You know? And then it says that these people make a big show. They act like they worship me, but they don't mean it. They just use me as a cover for teaching whatever suits them, ditching God's command and taking up the latest facts. There's, I have a version. It says that, you know, they go. What, this is what they do. But you wheeze yourself. You see, it says that, well, good for you. You get rid of God's command, so you won't be inconvenienced in following religious fashions. Moses said, respect your father and mother. And anyone who denounces father or mother should be killed. But you wheezed out of that by saying that it's perfectly acceptable to say to a father or mother, oh, gift, what I owed you, I've already given it to the Lord. Thus, relieving yourselves of obligation to father or mother, you scratch out God's word and scrawl a whim. Place. You do a lot of such things. Do you understand what he's saying? He says you use spirituality to ignore your responsibilities. You use spirituality to just, oh, I've given tithe, so I can't give anything to my mother. Oh, I have a project in church. Listen, God says that don't use me as an excuse. That's big. God to say that, look, if you are bringing a gift to me, make sure you have a responsibility towards your parents that you've done it. Don't use me as an excuse. That's big. God is telling you that don't use me. Even me, I'm not a big enough an excuse to ignore your responsibilities towards your parents. It's called korban. Using spiritual reasons to neglect your secular or whatever responsibilities, obligations. Yeah. It's called korban. Call it gift. Korban. God says, no, don't use me. It's wrong. Take care of your responsibilities and don't use me as an excuse. Yeah. All right. So honor those who you need to honor. Honor with your substance. So I said, korban. Korban means using spirituality. I remember some people said, oh, I'm going to give it to some poor, so I can't pay tithes. Look at you. You look so spiritual, but you are just disobedient. So how do we do it? Honor with your substance by presenting things that the person does not even necessarily need or cannot even use. But I want to honor you with it. For example, let me give you an example. Psalm 50, verse 10 to 12. Psalm 50. Bible says, God says, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not ask you anything, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. It says that I am asking for you to give me offering, but I really don't need it. You're just honoring me with your substance. When you bring tithe, do you think God eats dollars? Do you think dollars are spent in heaven? Come on now. The streets are gold. So it's not something God needs, but that is, you're bringing it to honor him. Yes. You're bringing it to honor him. I remember at a certain point, some of my parents, they had so many children. Every one of them were bringing something. And sometimes I'll bring singlets. I know he has singlets. I'll bring... Man, I know, look, he's eating. The children in Ghana alone. But I brought it because I'm honoring. Not because they needed it. Some of you hide behind. Oh, my father has a big house. My father is working already. But there's something called honor. It's not for what they need. Sometimes it's not, you are not satisfying a need. You are honoring the person.
Just that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For example, some of you, some of the young people of this church. Yeah. I am working. They know I work and I earn something. They know I have a car. They don't have a car. They don't even have a bicycle. But sometimes, on my bed, they bring things. Some people brought cookies. What am I going to do with cookies? But I saw that and it brought tears to my eyes. It's honor. I don't need. Somebody brought $1 in a nice envelope, a card, a little girl, $1. What is this? Do I need $1? Truly not. The dollars, I've given them more. The cattle on 1,000 hills, they belong to God. And so when you bring, you're not trying to satisfy God's hunger. He said, I'm not hungry. But you're doing it because of honor with your substance. Yeah. Some of you, I'm sure, that when in my birthday, oh, that's what pastor did say. But you see, it's because you don't honor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you look at the needs, like our bishop, what does he need? By the grace of God. Mm-hmm. Yes, I wouldn't even collect money. But there is a day called Galatians 6:6 where we honor our teachers. Mm-hmm. You can look and say, I mean, this man, he's blessed. He goes and he's wanted everywhere. He goes and preaches, they give him this. It's true. But your honor, it blesses you.
Amen.
When you honor with your substance, Amen. It's not for the person, it's for you. It's for you to be blessed. So Amen. It says, in that way shall your barns be filled with plenty. Ever since I consistently honored my parents. Now I've not only my parents because they are dead, I've extended to my parents-in-law. Wow. Because I've seen the blessing. Yes. I send gifts to my boss. Honor. Gifts to my pastors. Honor. 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 Now, my parents are not, even my auntie, the one who took care of me, it's my cousin, older. Now, that's where I sent. Honor. She doesn't need anything. Her children are doctors and all that. It's honor. So it's not about what, when you calculate these things, she doesn't need toilet roll and things. Come on now. You will never honor. And that's why some of you are not blessed. Your vats are not overflowing with plenty. May you start honoring Amen. Whoever you need to honor. Amen. Give honor to whom honor is due. And one of them is substance.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
All right. So most great people use the gifts that you give them. They may even give it to other people, but they will bless you. That little girl that brought $1. Wow. Bless. I remember my wife. She brought Milo, chocolate drink.
I've heard
and
it
bread
in a podcast.
To the bishop. Mm. The founding bishop. Yeah. A student girl. Didn't have any money. When I met her, she didn't have any money. You know? Didn't have any money. You know? Oh, God has delivered her from the blessing of not marrying me anyway. But she had only from the... God has delivered her from the mistake of not marrying me. Anyway. But what I'm saying is that she brought bread and Milo to the man of God. Man of God said, what is this little girl? I should be giving her something. But she took it and blessed me. I'm sure that's why she found it.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Yes, so.
By the grace of God. No, but on a serious note, when I look at her, I feel that some of those blessing things that she did are the things that I am reaping from just by association. So she's blessed. She knows how to honor. It's the truth. Even the fact that she came to pick me up from the airport and brought all this blessing, it's honor.
Yes.
Wow.
You get the point. It's honor. No wonder she's blessed. May you honor people.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Number two. So you honor somebody with your substance by presenting things that they don't need, but it is to honor them. Number two, honor with your substance by presenting something physical, substantial, and that they need. They are usable. They are usable. You look at the person and say, this is what they need. I'm going to. You see?
Physical and substantial.
Yeah. Something substantial, something that will be usable by the Malachi 1, 6 to 8. Malachi 1, 6 to 8. The Bible says, a son honors his father and a servant his master. All children must learn to honor their fathers.
Yes, so.
All church members must learn to honor their pastors.
Mm-hmm.
All workers must learn to honor their
bosses.
You guys should come and sit here next time. Their bosses. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
All right. Everybody must learn to honor your superiors. It's a blessing. Yeah. Every Christian must learn to honor God, more importantly. He said that if I be, he says that, what is the scripture I was reading? Yeah.
Malachi 1:6.
A son honors the father and a servant his master. If I be a father, where is my honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And you see, how have we despised your name?
How?
He said, you offer polluted bread on my altar. And you see, how have you polluted it? And you say the table of the Lord is contemptible, it's despised. You disrespect the table of the Lord. Yeah. Like some of us who are, you're coming with your substance as tithes, but it's 1%, not 3% your
blessing. It's a blind good.
It's a blind good. Oh. And he said, if you offer the blind for a sacrifice, a blind good, is it not evil?
It's evil.
And if you offer lame and the sick, is it not evil?
It's evil.
Offer it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you or accept your person, say the Lord of hosts. You know, sometimes you look in your things. Huh? It's like you finish everything that, Lord, this $1, let me give it to the Lord.
Oh.
Because they're asking for tithe. Just change. Yeah. And you look at your things, sometimes somebody is celebrating the birthday. Oh, the last time you had your wedding, people brought you plates you don't like. Then you shove it to the person. Oh. You just shove it to the person. Is that how to honor somebody?
Regifting.
What's the name? Regifting.
Regifting.
Regifting. Repackaging and regifting. Look at that. It's not nice. And it's, it was not my size, so let me give it. Try and use something that is usable. One person brought the thing, said, Pastor, I brought it. I want you to wear it to see that it fits. If it doesn't fit, I'll get another one. Mm. If you don't like it, I have the receipt. Choose any of them. I mean, I looked at it and said, that's usable. That's look like somebody who really wants to honor something useful. Yeah, one person brought the fire, said, Father, look at these guys. Choose any of them you like. I'll buy it. Yeah. It's the truth. That's what Abel did. Lord, you seem to like kebab. Not spinach. Spinach.
Not salad.
Because I've seen that all your prophets, they offer to sacrifices, goods and things. So she selected. Said, I've seen. Sometimes you have to observe what they like. What they like. And that's how Abel was blessed. Even in his death, God avenged him. And Abel was avenged. His name is still there. Amen. So don't do these things and then just, anyhow. You know, you distributed all the things. What was left is what. Sometimes you travel. You distribute everything. What is left is what you give to someone.
The leftover.
Nice. No. Leftovers. Number three, how do you honor with your substance? Number one, give what they need. Number two, give what is usable.
Usable.
I mean, give what they don't. Number three, honor with the substance by following what was done for Mordecai. What was done for Mordecai? Mordecai was there. And then at one time, the king, I'll give you the scripture, but because of time, I will not read it. This is Esther chapter 6, verse 1 to 10. Mordecai had done something for the king, but they didn't know. One day, the king was sleeping, could not sleep. He said they should bring the books. And they found that Mordecai was the reason that some mutiny was quenched in the palace and had not been honored. So he brought Haman and asked Haman, what shall we do to the person who the king wants to honor? Do you know, Haman thought it was he who was going to be honored.
I'm telling you.
He said the right things.
He said,
and Haman answered, for the man whom the king delights to honor, let the royal apparel be brought which the king uses to wear.
I'm telling you.
And the horse that the king rides on. And the crown royal which is set upon the head of the king. And let his apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of the one that the king, one of the king's most noble princes.
Wonders.
That they may array that man you want to honor, whom the king delights to honor, and bring him on horseback through the streets of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor. Then the king said to Haman, make haste, take the apparel and the horse quickly, and everything you've done, and do so to Mordecai the Jew, that sits on the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. What does this mean? Honor with your substance. The king used his own horse, his own apparel, ring, everything, his prince, to speak. What does this mean? Proclaim, make public the deeds of the person. That's one way to honor. To give testimony. One of the ways we honor the Lord is with our testimony, what the Lord has done for us. We speak in public. It's honoring. It's honoring to the Lord. It's glorifying. It's praises to the Lord. So sometimes the best way to honor is to even throw a party for the person and to tell the person is having a bad day. Say, no, let's take it to another level because this person is worth it. Many of us, when our parents are celebrating their 50th, their 60th, their 80th, let's rally and do it their best that we can. It is the Mordecai way of honoring. Do the best that you can. Don't wait till their deathbed to buy a wreath and wreath on your seat on a seat. $2,000. What is that? That person doesn't see anything. It's too late. Rather, let it be. Invite the friends. Tell the daddy, who are your friends who have left? Come. Or pastor, who are the friends that you want to invite? Come. And let them openly just declare, proclaim that this man and testimonies and speak. This is, if it wasn't because of this man, I would not be alive. If it wasn't for my father, I said, my father sold his machine, sold his clothes to take me to school. My father cried. Sometimes I wrote letters, sent me the only thing. My father walked one day when I said, walk from home to come and visit me. And because other people had cars from their parents, I ran away because my father was walking.
Mercy.
I was ashamed. But I told him one day, man, daddy, you are great to me. Write letters, proclaim, tell your people, have a party and speak.
Testimony.
This is my father. This is my pastor. This is my husband. This is my wife. This is the thing. One day, my wife organized a party for me. I'll never forget. It didn't end up being the way, but I'll never forget. It touched my heart.
Wow.
Okay. I'm not one for parties. But when I saw the plans, I said, this wife, man.
This wife, man.
I'm telling you.
Touch my heart. And many things like that. The Mordecai way. What have you done for the people that have honored, that have blessed you in an open way? Everything is in secret. And you say, oh, it's what is in my heart that matters. It's a thought that matters. Then you have a bad thought. Then you have a bad thought. If your thought is just to bring toilet rolls, if your thought is not to make it big, then you have a very bad thought. No wonder you are not celebrated. It means the Mordecai way is to celebrate the person.
That's right.
The Mordecai way is to celebrate the person publicly.
Celebrate publicly.
Withholding nothing. And then finally, we can't do everything, but let me give you one more. Honor the with substance by doing something expensive for the person you want to honor. Mark chapter 14, from verse 3. The Bible says, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation or got angry within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, 300,000, and been given to the poor. And they remember, this is another korban.
Yeah.
This is another korban. Using spirituality to neglect your responsibility and obligations.
He was even thieving.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we could have given to the poor. And he looked with very spiritual. But this was Judas speaking. Bible says not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. He was a thief. People who don't honor the Lord, and like you don't honor the Lord with your tithe, many of them are thieves. In fact, the Bible says you are thieves. Yes. The Bible says that you have stolen from the Lord. It says all the tithe belongs to the Lord. Honor the Lord with substance. Your tithe, you think it's too big, it's expensive, too expensive for you. That is what makes it honor. 10% is too expensive. That is why you're never getting a promotion. Yeah. You have taken advantage. In this COVID, you've not lost your job, but you're pretending like you've lost your job. Because you've never paid tithes since this COVID time. You've never paid tithes.
Forgive.
Because they don't run around to come and give tithes. So nobody sees you.
Forgive.
But Bible says, God who sees in secret will reward you openly. Substance.
What a word.
Don't just clap. Do the right thing. Don't just clap. Many of you are clapping. Don't pay tithe.
You are preaching.
It's true. It's better to get a rebuke from me than to get a demon affecting you.
True.
Curse with a curse.
Curse with a curse.
You will never be cursed in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says Judases are the ones who do such things. Mm. It's too much. It's too much to give. 10% is too much. Really? You are a Judas. You don't like Jesus. The Bible says this girl Bible says, actually, go on further to say that Jesus explained that he's done it for my burial. That means what people would have done if I was dead is what she has done.
And what's that?
Many of you who want to do things when your father is dead, when your mother is dead, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Rather than traveling all distances just to come to have a funeral celebration. Celebration of the dead. Come on now. Bible says, let the dead bury their dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we die, that's when we'll blow time with the people that was left behind. But right here, I tell you, honor the people alive. Celebrate life. Don't celebrate death.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they die, they said, celebrating the life of... You know, you're not celebrating the life of anybody. You're celebrating their death. They put it on the floor. Nice poster. Nice poster. Come on now. Come on now.
Many people
do such things. You watch. If they start having celebration for me right now, how church members will talk like Judas. You know what? Galatians 6 says, when we put money together, we say, let's give Bishop. So I said, why he's alive? You see, some of you, even last year, some of you, the way you talk, by means you don't understand. We are like Judases.
Mercy.
But you'll never be a Judas.
Lord,
amen.
You
know,
some of
amen.
Our parents, if you actually bring these things to them, Jesus said, she has done what she could. She laid hands. Said what she's done, she will never be. She was memorialized.
Yes.
Wow.
It's in the Bible forever.
Memorialized.
Wow.
Memorialized. I wanted to honor my father. That tithe, when I went, I put everything together with the suit and things. When I went, the day the thing went, 2 days later, my father died.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money I sent. And they used it to bury him. They used the money to bury him. Don't wait. One day you'll regret it if you don't do it now. Whether it's your pastor, your father, your mother, your boss, sometimes even your brother who took care of you. Some of you, it is a stepmother who you call the witch. But because of that mother, you are doing what you're doing. You're where you are. Honor. Honor God's men of God.
Amen.
Honor the men of God. Honor God, more importantly, with your tithe. He's told us already. Honor your parents. Honor. Honor your spouses. My wife, honor me.
Amen.
Amen.
Why not?
And she does all the time.
Honor your husband.
And I will, I'm sure, I want to honor. I mean, come on. I told God one day, if taking care of a wife gives crowns, then I'm going to get those, some of those crowns. I want to get some of those crowns. Put your hands together. May the Lord use you to honor with substance. Whatever substance the Lord has with you, take some. After all, you brought nothing into this world. The second you carry nothing out. If that thing is going to bring you a blessing, do it. 10% every month is nothing. And whatever it is, many of us, rather than being sporadic, make sure you give something consistent to your parents. You give something consistent to honor somebody. Sometimes monthly, and let the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Father, thank you for teaching us about using our substance to honor.
Amen.
Now, with all eyes closed, if you're here, you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, I want you to do one thing. Put your hand on your heart. First of all, tell the Lord, Lord, forgive me for not honoring you with my substance. From today, I will honor you with my substance. I now understand why my bands are not overflowing, why I'm in difficulty, why I'm frustrated, but things are changing. I am buying my way out with my heart through my substance. From today, I promise not to be like Judas. I will honor you with my substance, and I will honor the fathers and mothers who ought to be honored with my substance. And now, Lord, please forgive me for all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He died for me. God raised him from the dead. By this faith, I am born again.
I am born again.
I remain a child of God. Please wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Wow. Your substance will increase in the land. Amen. Your substance will increase in the land. Substance. May you become substantial. May you become wealthy. May you become prosperous. May by all means, may you have means. Means. May your substance that you are using to honor others, may you be honored 1,000 times because of that. Remember, you'll be a mother one day. Remember, you'll be a father one day.
Amen.
Good seeds. And may you reap a field of harvest in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.